President Obama welcomed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House yesterday in an effort to show cooperation between the two nations. The president calling the U.S.-Israeli bond unbreakable and praised Israel's recent decision to ease its three-year blockade of the Gaza Strip. Meantime, for his part, the prime minister says Israel is committed to peace with the Palestinians.
We'll go live now to Jerusalem and Associated Press correspondent Aaron Heller. Welcome back. So nice to have you here again, Aaron.
Good morning.
So you hear these two leaders saying a bad relationship. What bad relationship? Everything is fine, and we have each other's interests in mind. Are they buying it there in Israel?
Well, pretty much the same way it's being bought over there. I mean, really, from the media reports, it seems like quite a love fest at the White House yesterday. In fact, Israeli newspapers this morning, front pages of them talking about building trust, about a new chapter in wonderful relationship. Another one read, the warm shoulder. So this is really quite a departure from the previous meeting, which was characterized by a tense, so almost icy relationship between the two leaders. And the two of them apparently really hit it off yesterday. A lot of complimentary words, one towards the other. And that's definitely good news for Israel, which one of the top concerns here was what was perceived to be a deteriorating relationship between Israel and its chief ally in the United States.
Now, the prime minister pointed the finger at both the American media as well as reporters in Israel for building up, if you will, the notion that there's some difficulty between the two countries. Can we say that this meeting yesterday at the White House, not only for the great comments that were made, but can we say there was any progress in moving the relationship forward?
Well, it's hard to tell right now, according to the public statements, at least, President Obama complimenting the prime minister and saying that he is committed to peace. That's been one of the main sticking points between the two of them. Benjamin Netanyahu, of course, has been saying publicly that he is willing to renew direct negotiations with the Palestinians, but a lot of issues stand in the way there, particularly Israel's policy of a building in the eastern part of Jerusalem, which the Palestinians have rejected to and actually refused to enter negotiations until that completely ceases. So there are still issues on the table, but at least officially now, the president of praising the prime minister, saying he believes that he's a man who wants to bring peace. He believes that the actions taken in recent days with easing the entrance of goods and products into the Gaza Strip are something which could move the peace process forward. We haven't yet heard a lot from the Palestinian side, so there are a lot depends on that as well, but at least in the bilateral relationship between the United States and Israel, they call that bond unshakable. The relations between two countries, now it seems that the two leaders are back on the same page.
Now, in terms of major powers, some analysts here in Washington are asking this question. Who else does Israel have besides the U.S.? We've seen a recent deterioration in the Israeli-Turkey or Turkish relationship. Doesn't this give President Obama considerable power over Prime Minister Netanyahu, even though, judging from yesterday's meeting, President Obama didn't choose to wield that power?
Well, obviously, there's not an equal relationship between the two. It's obvious who the superpower is and which of the country that is underneath it. And indeed, yeah, Israel, one of the main problems that's happening right now is a sense of isolation in the world, facing a lot of criticism from adversaries, of course, but also from allies in Europe and elsewhere. The deterioration of the relations with its closest ally in the Muslim world, Turkey, has been the most dramatic, especially after that deadly raid on a flotilla just over a month ago. But as far as for the Americans concerned, that is the number one concern as far as Israel's foreign policy is regarding. People talk about the fact it doesn't have many friends in the world. The United States is always that number one friend, and definitely gives the president a lot of leeway. Again, we only know what they told the press. We don't know what happened inside that room, and it's obvious there who's the one who's calling the shots.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, we appreciate your perspective this morning. Associated Press correspondent Aaron Heller joining us from Jerusalem.
It's 5:55.
News every half hour, 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Here's Tucker Echols at the Washington Business Journal.